time to learn your real talents. Learn what to focus on, then change your perspective. Regain those divine intentions. Be empowered by what life throws at you. This is a journey back into the light, hosted by Jen Green. Come and discover who you really are and set free your passions. Hello, hello, hello. Testing, testing. Do you read me? Over. It's Journey Back into the Light. It's Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, and we are now live, and we are trying to connect Jen Green. Jen, can you hear me? Jen, can you read me? Over. Okay. We're going to get Jen Green in here to host this show in just a moment. We want to thank all the listeners tuned in. Let us get ready for our awesome show. Let's get a commercial going, and then we'll come back and we'll jump right in. I have a commercial right here. DPR presents a lineup of shows to stimulate your mind and broaden your horizons. Sunday, spiritual awakenings, spiritual discussions, and open phone lines. Monday, Soulwise 5.0, take your spiritual awakening to the next level. Journey Back into the Light, Mondays at 7 p.m. with Jen Green. Wednesdays, conspiracies and more with the Cigar Man at 10 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays, the Alchemy Sisters, 9 p.m. Eastern with Jenny McDaniel and Mandy Elam. Visit us on the web at dprpresents.com. DPR presents a lineup of shows to stimulate your mind and broaden your horizons. Sunday, spiritual awakenings, spiritual discussions, and open phone lines. Monday, Soulwise 5.0, take your spiritual awakening to the next level. Journey Back into the Light, Mondays at 7 p.m. with Jen Green. Wednesdays, conspiracies and more with the Cigar Man at 10 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays, the Alchemy Sisters, 9 p.m. Eastern, with Jenny McDaniel and Mandy Elam. Visit us on the web at dprpresents.com. 9707. Okay, I'm giving Jen Green a call right now. Let's see if this works. It's ringing.
Hello?
It's ringing. It's ringing. Jen?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Guess where we are right now? We're on the show and we're live and people are listening. So if you can work the studio from here, then you can do the show from here.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
I'm
for everyone listening, this is live. Hi everyone, and welcome to today's show. I'm sorry about some technical difficulties. This is a live show, and however everything comes in is how it goes. I am Jennifer Green, your host for the evening, and for the next 60 minutes or so we are going to be having spiritual talk and spiritual conversation, making breakthroughs in your life, making breakthroughs and changes you want to be to have. I also have some special guests calling in. And as soon as our virtual studio opens and my computer gives me some love, we'll continue, go and begin. Guys, bear with me just another second here. Looks like everything is looking good. So we're going to try and give us the intro for our show as it begins.
It's time to learn your real talents. Learn what to focus on, then change your perspective. Regain those divine intentions. Be empowered by what life throws at you. This is a journey back into the light, hosted by Jen Green. Come and discover who you really are and set free your passion.
Awesome. And today we have a great show for you guys. We are talking about healing. We are talking about the energy of forgiveness. And we're going to bring on some callers that's already had a breakthrough to tell you a little bit about their journey. So if this is your first time joining in, make sure you go ahead and follow and subscribe to this. This our show here, and I want to thank CPR Presents for having me. This is about making your life better, for you to find that light that you need inside your life, that positive energy, that inspiration to make that breakthrough. So if you're going through some challenges inside your life, you need to make a breakthrough. Go ahead and turn up your radio. There's going to be a lot of good information here. I'm Jennifer Green, Nashville astrologer. I'm an eighth generation inspirational muse, life coach. I do spiritual consulting. My ancestors have done this their entire life, for a little over 2,000 years. We've done nothing else except do spiritual consulting. So maybe there are some dreams you need interpreted, or there could be maybe you need to understand some of the omens you've seen around you. Omens are the signs that God leaves us behind, leaves us to see. Also, maybe there are signs that's coming your way. If anyone finds coins and feathers in strange or odd places that make usually no sense, those are physical signs that angels have been around you, angels visit. When angels visit, they leave us reminders behind to know that we are experiencing a divine energy. So we're going to jump right in and take this first call. They've been on hold for a minute, so let's see. Oh, well, one caller. Looks like that caller is me. So as I was explaining on divine, the energy of divine omens, God has a tendency to give us omens around us all the time. There was a time that people lived by omens, the energy of life. Just an example, maybe you see cardinals outside your kitchen window. Cardinals are definitely a messenger of God. Maybe there's a lot of black crows around you. Black crows are energy of messengers, and it doesn't always mean bad. If you've been having a lot of bad dreams or negative dreams, you may want to check if there's any shoes near your head. And some people say this is a myth, but it's very true. If you've been having a lot of awkward dreams, nightmares, see if there's any shoes near your bed. Guarantee it'll change it. So here's this caller. We're going to go ahead and take this caller and join them in. Hi, caller. Welcome on today's show. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. I just came across your show. Very interesting so far, and really interesting, too, because I saw a cardinal the other day, and I was thinking the same thing. I thought a message, or maybe it represents the blood of Jesus. I was just taking a walk, and I was fixated by this cardinal, and it wasn't moving. It was just standing there, almost like it wanted me to be watching it.
Mm-hmm. Like it wanted you to see it. And those are omens.
Yeah.
Those are omens. Yeah. Those are divine omens. Caller, please tell us your name.
Oh, my name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. And tell the audience where are you from?
I'm in New York.
From New York. And tell me, what is the most important question on your mind?
I have several. The one that comes to the forefront right away is if I should do music with a friend of mine, his name begins with an A, if that would be a good musical partner for me.
First of all, what I feel from you first, the first energy I feel is solo. I'm going to say that first of all. I see you are very talented. You have a ton of charisma.
Oh, thank you.
I see you are, you have to, you're welcome, you have to, all the energy of artists. And I see you collaborating with people, but I see you being known to be on your own. And I feel collaboration with this gentleman with initial A, I feel will be very good for you. Although I see you still doing things on your own. I feel that there's a lot of things to learn from this gentleman. And I would pay attention to everything. I feel this is a stepping stone to what's to come. Does that make sense to you?
Wow. Wow, yes. Yes, that's fantastic.
And your spirit, whatever you do, do not give up on your dream, because you are very talented, and music is a gift of God. And this is why we hear that God created angels was for music. A story I heard when I was a little girl. God loves music. That heals our body. It heals our spirit. And you have a lot of positive energy to share with a lot of people. And that's a blessing. I just don't see you getting the credit right now. You're not getting the credit. And I see it's on the way.
I feel I've been a bit shy. And, I'm, looking for the right collaborators. And just a bit shy, really.
So I'm about to help you now. So this is for you and whoever in the audience is an artist of any kind, especially in music. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, home of the Grand Ole Opry. And in every city, you have a downtown. Thank you. And there is people that is always showing off their talent. So I have a lot of people coming in that's an artist. And one of the very first things I have them do, since they're on their way inside their career, is you have to build up confidence. Without confidence and self-esteem, everything is not, it's not a good foundation. So I tell my clients, gather a crowd downtown. And you can go completely in disguise if you want, wear a hat and sunglasses. But go downtown and sing for everyone and get everyone's attention and get used to that interpretation, that feeling that people can take videos and pictures and give you a request. And that inner reaction, because that creates the good foundation, because what you're lacking is self-esteem and confidence. It's not enough people are hearing you. You gotta, if you ever heard the definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over again.
Doing the same thing over again. Yeah.
And expecting a different result. So, it's actually kind of funny when you think about it. And so this is for everyone who's listening, making a breakthrough. You want something different to happen. You have to make it. You have to do something different to get a different reaction. Yours is you need to build up your confidence and self-esteem. So what I'm going to recommend for you, because you're going to need this anyways, what I'm telling you is about to come regardlessly. You need to, I recommend just, depending on the performance you do, if you can, to go outside and video yourself and start posting YouTube of you. Because this is going to happen regardless. This is something that's going to happen for your future. I feel it on you. And I do feel this episode is going to have a lot of artists on, and I do feel that. So I do hope this helps you.
Immensely. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Might you have time for one more quick question? Is it possible? Oh, thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
I also have a project that this lady sells art. Her name starts with an M. Her and her company, they're looking to sell it for me. Do you think that's going to happen as well?
I absolutely do see this happening. I do see this happening, but I will tell you, I do feel you have to be a little bit more hands-on involved than what you are right now. And it has you have to have your energy in it.
I needed a break. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, yeah, and you are in New York, so you're the absolute best. It's the best way to say if you can't make it there, you can't make it anywhere. That's a very true concept. You gotta have to hustle. You gotta have to hustle, and even taking some of your art, showing it off yourself, and singing or performing with your art, you got a whole show right there.
Wow.
You gotta combine. So outside of doing just questions, I do give personal readings, and this is for all the audience who's listening in. I give readings in person as well as over the phone, and you can call. Get in touch with me at 615-944-9707, and you can get in touch with me to schedule an appointment. So lots of luck to you.
Fantastic. Same to you.
And I'm glad
you
called in.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings. Yes.
You're so welcome.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. So there was another breakthrough here on Journey Back to the Light, where it is most important that you have a breakthrough and something you need to do. So we're about to take another caller. Hi, caller. This is Jennifer Green on Journey Back into the Light. You're live on air. Who's speaking? Hello?
Hi, it's Nava.
Hi, Nava. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I was telling the audience we have a special guest for today, which is you. This is Nava. And Nava is going to express some of her experiences, some of the things she's learned for the next few minutes about spiritual healing. So Nava, I'm going to kind of let you take the floor for a moment, and maybe you could, from your perception, give the audience a little bit more understanding on what spiritual healing can do. And I am Nava's life, her spiritual life coach and mentor. She's went through a lot of different areas in her life, and she excelled in. And I have to say, I have a lot of clients, but I'm most proud of Nava right now because of the way how quickly her spirit has excelled. So Nava, in your spiritual journey that you've been on, the quest for inner peace, what are some of the things that you've learned from it?
Sure. First off, thank you so much for having me on the show. So I would say I think it's just how much I've deepened my trust in, you know, a greater power, whether you call it God, universe, source. Because, you know, I went through some really dark periods of time in my life where I could not imagine getting out of those times. Mm-hmm. And I could not imagine, you know, being happy or peaceful. And now that I'm, you know, thankfully on the other side of that, and I'm just the most peaceful and whole that I've ever been in my entire life, I can look back on those dark moments and find signs and messages that I couldn't recognize at the time, but in retrospect, you know, were guiding me. And so it really deepened my trust in the fact that, we're always, you know, God is always with us, even if we don't feel mm-hmm. that God is there, you know, to always pray and wish and hope and dream for what you want and nothing less. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I just made a, you know, 180 in my life.
Absolutely. I want to say a 360, Nava. I want to say Nava has done a 360. So just for the sake of the audience, to satisfy curiosity, mm-hmm. what is your religious practice? Do you have your home, what you grew up with, religion-wise?
I actually didn't grow up religiously. My family's from Iran, and there was, you know, there's a lot of tension, you know, there's a lot of religious influences with the government on the people that they impose on the people. So I grew up with a sense of, you know, oh, you know, maybe organized religion isn't for me type of mindset, and, you know, always being open-minded to, you know, different practices and different faiths. So just, you know, so even to this day, I'm really open, I am more curious about different faiths, I mean, you know, different religions.
So you didn't come from a strong, from a deepened structure of religion. Just, I want everyone to hear this, because someone right now that is listening to this show is about to have a breakthrough because of this conversation we're going to have. So Nava and I are putting out that energy to help whoever it is that needs to have this breakthrough. So without a deep instructor religion of any kind, just the fact that you believed in God, believed in a higher source, was enough for you to make a change in your life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I still asked for things I wanted. I still, you know, prayed at times, or in the way that I knew how, you know, writing things mm-hmm. down, or, you know, definitely. I still had faith.
So Nava, can you tell us maybe some of the things that, some of the self-disciplines that you've learned out of getting spiritual life coaching so the audience can maybe gain a little something like that?
Sure. I think practices such as affirmations and lighting candles, that's a huge part of just my daily practice now. It's just really important to me. I think I'll continue it always, even after, any coaching is done, or, if I'm just like on my own. The affirmations just give me so much positive energy, so much focus and direction.
So I'm going to share just a little bit with the audience here. Nava was in this dark place, and she didn't have as much control in her life as she desired in anything she'd done. When it came to work, family, home, business, within herself. Her spiritual journey, her quest for inner peace, has led her to spiritual healing, which caused her to have this overwhelming amount of positive energy to keep running through her spirit, which helped her spirit. She said 180. I'm going 360. Nava has made a complete 360. Her creativity, and Nava is an artist for everyone listening in. So how about maybe something you can give for the artist that's listening in? How did spiritual life coaching help you as an artist or as a performer?
I think that spiritual work strengthens your connection to just, your soul, and I think that's really essential as an artist to connect to what's really deeply within you and what wants to come out, and to trust your intuition.
So before we go, I want to ask you something else. Could you share in your own words, Nava, some of the fascinating spiritual things that happened at you with prayer and affirmation? I kind of want to tell the story how you was locked out of your computer, needing to go in to do your test. So what if you tell us that just in a little bit, just to show example how powerful the energy of prayer, affirmation, guidance can be.
Oh, sure. I really had to get to my computer for an extremely important event that was happening the next day. It was an exam I was taking, and I got home and I just could not log on, and I couldn't understand why, and my mind started going to all these, dark places, like, oh, I got hacked, and, just like, really, it was just starting to become very fearful, and I called Jennifer, and she sort of worked it with me and told me, this is a test. You will be able to get into, the account by midnight. You need to pray, for the next 20 minutes. And she gave me a prayer, and I just prayed for, I think it was 25 minutes straight. And I felt, really lifted afterwards. And I went on, and after the second try, I logged into my account. Nothing had worked. I tried, password retrieval, everything. I was very confused about what was going on, and it just opened up. It was wonderful. It was a moment where I realized how powerful I was. How much my mindset, impacted my life on every level.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it happened for her almost instantly. She even had a moment during that where she couldn't even remember her passcodes. Everything went blank. So that's everything is made out of energy, and things can happen literally in a moment. A breakthrough, a change can happen literally in just a moment. So I definitely know that there's a lot of good things that's happening. There is goodness inside the world, and we need to grow it. We need to grow it. We need to feed that goodness. We need to share, and it's all about how proper we are, how we hold ourselves. What are we as a person? What are we influencing as a person in this world? What are we going to leave behind to make the world a better place? are we a positive inspiration for children? Are we a positive inspiration for women? Are we just a positive inspiration that we, you know, we don't litter, and we don't throw things out our window, and we love our earth a little bit more? What is something that you're doing? So everyone needs to think about, what are you doing to make the world a better place? Nava, I absolutely want to thank you for your time here on the show. And one of the things, before you go, Nava, that I admire about Nava so very much is her tone of voice. So you, on my website, that should be live this week for sure, you will see I have a prayer that Nava had recited, and soon she'll be doing one in her language. So Nava, would you like to maybe say a prayer, maybe for the audience, for light here on the show?
Oh, wow. I'm a little shy, Holders. I don't know if I, for some reason, I'm feeling a little
what
shy.
What if you join me, be in agreement with me? So, Nava, because
sure.
I do, audience, I do absolutely respect her spirit and her energy. So, as her and I together in agreement, because God says when two people are in agreement, I am there, in Jesus' name. As we are in agreement, we pray in the most deepest energy for our earth. We pray for Mother Earth to be at peace. We pray for Mother Earth to be healthy. We pray for Mother Earth to be strong and keep sending out her beautiful energy. And every disturbance that's on the earth at the present time, may it be at peace. All these volcanoes and all of these earthquakes and all of these things that is disrupting, we pray for a peace to be on it. And Lord, I ask you to keep every one of these people, in Jesus' name, we ask them all to be safe during your journey. Amen. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So if some of you are questioning what's going on, amen, there's volcanoes that's starting to ooze out lava. I don't want to say erupt because that wouldn't be proper. So they're having the world, Mother Earth, is in distress right now. So we ask for the energy of love and light. Would you like to add anything to that?
Oh, no, thank you for that prayer.
Thank you. Nava, you have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you so much for being here on the air, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Bye.
So welcome. Thank you for having us. Thank you. And that was Nava, and we're going to have a moment of a word from our sponsors.
DPR presents a lineup of shows to stimulate your mind and broaden your horizons. Sunday, Spiritual Awakenings, Spiritual Discussions, and Open Phone Lines. Monday, Soulwise 5.0, Take Your Spiritual Awakening to the Next Level. Journey Back into the Light, Mondays at 7 p.m. with Jen Green. Wednesdays, Conspiracies and More with the Cigar Man at 10 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays, The Alchemy Sisters, 9 p.m. Eastern with Jenny McDaniel and Mandy Elam. Visit us on the web at dprpresents.com.
Thank you. So here we are back into Journey Back into the Light, where we are taking your calls. And we have a call on hold. We're going to take this call. And hi, caller. You're live on the radio on Journey Back into the Light.
Oh, you took my call already. I was just continuing to listen.
Oh, yes. That's okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Thank you. That
and
was a beautiful prayer.
Thank you. You're so very welcome.
Yes. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, while I have you here now, is there something you wanted to add? Because you're intuitive. You've been already, God's been showing you those cardinals and message, and maybe it's something that you're supposed to share here on Journey Back into the Light. Maybe something you wanted to, something that touched your spirit, something you want to share.
There was something that you mentioned there towards the end about the volcano and Mother Earth being distressed, and what it really made me think about it is I don't remember where I heard this, but I heard that like our mentalities, our moods, that could affect Mother Nature. Like maybe
Oh my goodness.
Now there's a lot of anger.
Yes. Yes. I'm so glad you bring this up because it's very true. It's absolutely very true.
Thank you for validating that.
Yes, people starting to kill off their humanity. That's what's going on. They're not caring no more. They stop believing. A lot of people don't know what to believe in, so people's not doing nothing. And that's where I wrote about, I had an interview with Tim Gianni in The Ledger, and I talked about the zombie apocalypse is actually going on at the present time. Not necessarily, you know, with the skin hanging off, but people are so hypnotized by the phone and so easily distracted.
Yeah.
But yet they think they're master of multitasking, so they think they could do this while they're driving. Check Facebook, write a text message, even phone call. No.
Yeah.
Yes, people. It's true. People's attention span has gotten very, very small, so it's very hard for people to stand still. So drivers, we've definitely seen an increase in car accidents, a whole lot, unfortunately. That's because people think they can multitask. Like, okay, there's times for multitasking and that whole practice of focus. So focus, which I do say reading books is probably the absolute best practice you could ever get for the focus in your mind. Is reading, that focus is reading. And
that's so
our,
true.
And our emotions do affect Mother Earth. So because there's so much negative emotions, it's creating it negative. Negative is parasite. Negative is disgustingness. Negative is sadness. Negative is anger. I don't know if you've ever heard. It sounds like you do some research. So have you ever heard of the test where they tested positive energy to water as well as negative energy to water?
Yeah.
I knew it.
I've even done that on myself. Sometimes I'll write, like I'll take lipstick or eyeliner or something, and I'll write something beautiful on myself just to...
For your body to see it.
Yeah.
Needs to change that energy. Yes, I was so blessed that I've done an Asian Chinese medicine class, which I was so very, very just graced with the opportunity, so blessed for it. And we had that conversation about the water. So if you're not familiar with this story, it's actually pretty fascinating and worth it to check it out.
Yes, it's in that movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, I think. Right, I believe that was the name of it. I think that's where I saw it.
DPR presents a lineup of shows to stimulate your mind and broaden your horizons. Sunday, Spiritual Awakenings, Spiritual Discussions, and Open Phone Lines. Monday, Soulwise 5.0, Take Your Spiritual Awakening to the Next Level. Journey Back into the Light, Mondays at 7 p.m. with Jen Green. Wednesdays, Conspiracies and More with the Cigar Man at 10 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays, The Alchemy Sisters, 9 p.m. Eastern with Jenny McDaniel and Mandy Elam. Visit us on the web at dprpresents.com.
Hello? Hello?
There you are. There you are. You're back. Hey.
I'm back. Hi, everyone.
It's a technical difficulty kind of day.
Live radio.
But you're making it happen. Okay, I'm disappearing. You're back.
Thank you, Drew. So I absolutely want to thank Drew Pillow here at DPR Presents for everything he does. He is the man behind everything. He gets everything working here. If it wasn't for him, we would not have DPR Presents. So definitely look forward to a future interview with Drew. I'm going to be bringing Drew here and let's pick his brain a little bit. So we still have some callers, and I do apologize for the. Hi everyone, and thank you again for journeying back into the light, being here. If you haven't had a chance to follow us, go ahead and do that. Send us out some positive energy so no more technical difficulties happen. And I am here. My name is Jennifer Green. If you want to get in touch with me for a reading, you can call me personally at 615-944-9707. That's 615-944-9707. If you would like to go ahead and make a call here now onto the show and have a free reading or a free, let's do our best to make a breakthrough, you can at 424-258-9300. That's 424-258-9300. Ask you to be on here making a breakthrough. So I'm going to bring back on our guest where we was talking about the energies of water and how positive energy can make such a difference. So let's see if she's still here. Hey there. Can you hear
Hi.
Us?
Yes.
There she is. So remind her to tell the audience again your first name.
Catherine.
Catherine. So if you've just now joined us, Catherine is calling in from New York, if I'm correct.
Yes,
and we are talking about positive energy and energy of Mother Earth. So we was bringing up the conversation of how water affects us, because we are, as human beings, we are made up of 70% water, and how if by positive things being given to the water, expressed to the water, they've actually captured it on video, how beautiful it crystallizes.
Mm-hmm.
And negative. There is something I did hear today when I took my medicine class, that one of the studies has had three glass jars of cooked white rice, all cooked the exact same way. One rice was kept by itself. One rice had positive affirmations. It was facing a board of positive affirmations, and it was talked to every day. And then there was a rice that was talked to negative. So the positive rice was told, oh my goodness, you're so beautiful, you're lovely, today is a wonderful day for you, everything positive. The negative mm-hmm. had nothing but negative things, telling that it was ugly and it's not good and it's bad and all these things. So what took place is after right at a week, what rice would have said that had the most darkness that would have come from it? And I'm just going to pick your brain here for a minute, Catherine.
Yes.
And that's what we naturally assume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The one that was talked bad to. But mm-hmm. the surprising thing was it was actually the rice that was ignored became black first. Because it had no energy at all to it.
I just got the chills. Yeah. It's like that study they did with psychology too, how a monkey was left alone, like no contact with anything. It was
no
just
human.
Given water mm-hmm. through a bottle. And the one that was even just given did better, that it was just given, I believe, like a little rag doll. Even that one
yes.
is better than the one that was just,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So we're saying that for everyone here, the audience listening in, energy is powerful. Energy is powerful. That's why we all need to have mm-hmm. positive energy.
We all need every living thing. Every living thing in existence serves a purpose and it needs attention. All the flowers and trees get the energy and love from the sun. We're supposed to do the same thing. Although most of us are hiding from it. That's the energy. Yeah. That's our life source. Without light, there would be no life. Our Earth would last exactly 100 days without the sun.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So that's how much we need light. It's our natural human nature for us to gravitate towards light. And I have to go very as simple as this. When we come home and it is dark, what is the very first thing we're going to do when we open up that door?
Turn on the light. Mm-hmm.
Our spirit must have light. So light is the light of the sun. Without the sun, we are in darkness. And God said, let there be light. And there it was.
Yeah.
It is. So we do have another caller. I want to thank you, Catherine, for being on here. And I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Yes, and I'll continue listening. Thank you for all your enlightenment and your sharing. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Mm-hmm. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, caller. You're live on Journey Back Into the Light. This is Jennifer.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay. So, Sarah, tell me, what is the most important question on your mind?
Relationships.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a specific question?
Yes, I do. I'm in a relationship with a female currently, and I just, we've been together for quite some time now, and I wanted to see what you're picking up for me in this relationship, like the relationship in general.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us the first initial of your partner, please?
D.
D. Okay. I do have to say I feel something very familiar with your energy or with your spirit. I feel that we've crossed paths possibly in this life because there's something very familiar with this. I don't know if I read for you before or if we met each other. I do a lot of different events and expos around the United States, so there's something in the energy of familiar, but whatever that is. What I'm sensing, Sarah, from you is that you truly do love this person. You enjoy them. You love them. And I see that they do love you. They do care for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say there's something negative here. They have a tendency to be self-destructive. It looks like the root of this is coming from feeling unworthy. Energy of unworthiness could link all the way back to their childhood. So I'm actually going to tell you something to fix this. Okay, I'm going to leave you with a tool, and anyone in the audience, you put this in your mind or turn this up a little louder because this is it's going to be live. I'm going to share something. So I don't know how much of the show you caught earlier, but there's definitely power in positivity. Get a piece of paper and write positive affirmations. I recommend it, a marker, something bold. Something that's easy to be read. Fill up that paper. Fill it up and stick it inside your lover's pillow. Stick it inside your lover's pillow so their head, when they sleep, there's nothing but positive energy in there. Because this person is having an issue with self-worth. And this is why they have a tendency to hold back at times. But I can tell you that you definitely should look for this relationship growing, in the process of literally growing together. I definitely feel over the next 2.5 to 3 weeks. And also I feel I have to share I'm compelled to say, don't hunt. Don't start hunting around and turn into an investigator. Don't be a Columbo, because I promise the devil is going to let you find something that's very innocent, but it will appear that it's not. And I don't feel that's necessary. I don't feel any good will come out of it.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yeah. So you see their relationship being long term?
Yes. I definitely feel the energy that it's growing. And the fact that it's growing has the spirit of longevity in it. Like I said, the only thing she is fighting is the energy of self-destructive spirit. This is from not feeling worthy. And I do prayer, lots of positive prayer. And these are the things that I do work on. So you could hold on to my number. I'm going to give it out now on the air. 615-944-9707. And you can call me privately, and I can tell you some spiritual things, how to even correct this on a deeper level. Because your spirit, they're not making you feel very confident. They're not making you feel for sure, because your energy is off and on. And when that happens, we need to overwhelm it with something positive, positive energy. And that makes it better.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed it. Take it to your heart. God bless you. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you. Everyone, we have a couple more calls on hold here. This next one from area code 347. Area code 347, you're here. Hi, 347, you're here on the air. What is your first name?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Where are you from?
I'm New York.
New York. We got a lot of callers from New York today. And tell me, what is the most important question on your mind?
I'm trying to figure out about career and money, and I've been looking for a job, and I'm wondering what is going on. I'm wondering, why don't I have one, or what can I do to get one? Like, what is going on with me?
Okay. I see this. I definitely see what I see. Your spirit kind of been going around. It looks like circles. And Sarah, God, first of all, God has a tendency to close certain doors, so we are led on a different path. And you've been on a quest of self-discovery. You don't even know what you're good at right now. You have a lot of talent, but you have no idea what you're good at and how well you are at it. As you are a healer spirit, so anything in teaching, medicine, psychology, therapy, that's good for you. And I really see your blessing is in your hands. You're good at working with your hands. Anything, I'm picking up on in medical, possibly home health care, something in a need. And you have, and you love people. You love people. And you've been on an energy of self-discovery because you don't trust anyone anymore. And that hurts you because how much you love people. That's what I see in your spirit. And it even looks like family. It's bringing a lot of stress around you. But I also feel there's a pattern. There's a pattern, Sarah, and you can and correct me if I'm wrong here. But there is a pattern that the success, your family's success is limited. There is a pattern that desperately needs to be broken. And I see it's meant to be broken by you. So I'm going to break this down, what I meant by this. If for the human, they thought a human being could not run a mile in under 4 minutes. So when, in a very, just briefly, they did break that record. And when they did, it was possible that everyone could run a mile in under 4 minutes. So what I'm telling you is once after you break through one time, that breakthrough can keep happening over and over again because it becomes simpler. Does that make sense to you?
When
something
yes.
is difficult,
yes.
and finally make it, it's like the one time you got the absolute perfect chocolate chip cookies that came out perfect. You baked them, perfect recipe. Then after that, it was easy to get to it again. But before that, there was a lot of mistakes. So this, what I'm going to advise you, this is your weaknesses. Your weakness is you don't know how to say no to people. You got to start saying yes to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be on a superhero, the superhero way to get what you want, because you're very talented and you need to finish up some school. I see school. I see class. I even feel online. And I see you getting paid for something while you're doing it. So let's definitely connect after the show privately, and I'll tell you some things. I'll give you some guidelines.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Thank you so much.
Good.
Yeah, thank you so,
so
much.
Welcome. Very good. So that was Sarah from New York. Thank you for calling in. We have another caller on hold. We're going to take that caller from 615, which is my hometown. Caller 615, you're live on the air with Journey Back Into the Light.
Hey, Jen, how are you?
Hello. I'm very good. How are you?
That's great. I'm great. This is T.
T, how are you today?
I'm great. So my question for you is I pulled a fortune cookie that said, a pleasant surprise is in store for you. Can you tell me what that surprise might be?
I actually love to, because the conversation of you today has the conversation today has been about you. I actually had a meeting of the mind, so I'll call it, and it was about you. And audience, She's an entrepreneur of many, many, many things. She's multi-talented, one of the biggest hustlers you're ever going to meet. She has game on everything, and about your breakthrough. So the pleasant discovery is very soon there's going to be a blessing for marketing to come your way. What I've seen is that you do not need to change manufacturers. You do not need to change how you are presenting. Everything you have done to this point is at the absolutely right, the exact way that needs to be done. The only thing that is not there is the marketing. That's literally the only thing that's needed. And I have something to share with you here on the radio. I have a connection to make for you that's going to be a blessing, and it makes and everything. Yes, everything you've been doing with your T-shirts, with your fashion line, the positive affirmation. That positive. Can you explain what that is? I don't want to not give it out the right way. Every time everyone buys a Ferrandino shirt, comes with like a positive message, or inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Inspiration or encouraging word, usually either in the design itself or just presented on the tags. I usually creatively customize the tags to reflect something positive. Just it. Uplift everybody. You know, I know that you've worked on my spirit a lot, and my brand at first did not really have a direction, and I really started to see the purpose, and it needs to be more love and more encouragement, more positive statements, more help in the world instead of all of the negative. And I feel like that once we do that, we'll be able to save each other and just live in more peace.
Yes. Amen. Yes. So this energy, and I've just realized that we do have a lot of listeners in, so I may need to say this behind the scenes to you personally, T, because you don't want to drop, you can't drop the debut for everyone right now. It has to be exclusive just for you. But I actually have something that will, this is exclusive here, talking about Ferrandino.com, the one and only clothes you'll need for positive. If you're a positive person, you got to show it. You got to show it, and you got to wear it, and then you got to share it. So check out Ferrandino Clothing. And this is also the creator of the Universal Brief. So can you tell people how to get in touch with you if they want to check out your awesome line of fashion?
Yes, they can go on Instagram and look up Virandino_clothing, or they can go on Facebook and look up Virandino, which has a link also for you to click on and take you to the website, or you can go on the website at www.verandino.com. That's Virandino.com. It'll have all of the fashion information. You can click on there if you want to send me a message. Please go out there and like it and share it. I have a few surprise celebrities who are about to be wearing Virandino. I'm excited about that. Some professional athletes is wearing Virandino. I'm sponsoring a semi-pro women's basketball team this year, so I'll be posting up quite a few things. I have some new designs that I just released. So I'm excited. I'm excited. It's a lot of growth, and I really appreciate all your blessings and prayers, Jim.
You're very welcome. So for anyone who's listening now, if you're on your journey or on your quest, you need to make some breakthroughs. You got to get out of those all those things that's holding you back. And I will tell you, one of the biggest things you have to fight is to fight against yourself. You got to be able to control the mind. It's all about that gold mindset that you got to figure out how to be comfortable when everything is distressed. You got to have tools when everything is not good because life is hard. When you're GT, life is very hard. It's challenging. I'm sorry. I got to correct that. Life is challenging.
Yes.
I've learned that from seeing a change. I don't say that. It's challenging.
It's challenging. We feel like it's hard, but it's really not. I mean, it's challenging because once you find the answers out, it's like, oh, I got that now. I can do that now.
Yes.
And so when we feel something is hard, we just we give up too easy when we think something is hard because we never think we can accomplish it. But if you look at it as a challenge, you can set goals and accomplish it, and then you will be very excited, and you'll be appreciative to yourself because you know you can do it.
Yes.
It's an encouraging factor.
Yes, amen. And that's the kind of stuff you gain from having a spiritual guide. So there's people, if not myself, there's a lot of people that offers to be spiritual guide, life coach, mentor. But there's absolutely one thing I, if someone's coming in for that positive energy, I don't lose. I'm going to make for sure they have the most positive energy. They have that confidence. They have that self-esteem. And they shine. And I give them the tools when things are not always good. Because it does rain sometimes. Doesn't mean you have to hide from it. But you have to have an umbrella. So you have to know what to do when something does not go your way. Know how to change it. So there's a lot of tools you learn by having a life coach. Okay, let's give the audience one more time for them to get it, for them to check out your Facebook and Instagram at Virandino.com. And you want to spell it one more time for the audience,
V is in Victor, Virandino.com.
There you go. There is exclusive. Go check it out, Virandino.com. If you're a positive person or you want to be a positive person, you got to wear the positivity and you got to share it. No other line of clothes is going to get that except this brand, so go check it out. So thank you so much, Ricky, for coming on. I definitely hope you're coming on soon. And I'm going to share your message with you after I get off. There.
Okay.
So good.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the show. And I have 10 people your way, so hopefully they will listen to what I have asked them to do, which is call in and ask your question. And if they don't, I'll be getting them.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And so we do have. Thank you. So we have two more calls on hold here. And we're going to have a commercial break for just a moment. And then we're going to go ahead and start again in a minute.
The phone lines are open. The number is 424-258-9300. Call now.
So here we are. We're going to go and catch one of our callers on hold. Hi, caller. You are live on Journey Back into the Light. This is Jennifer.
Hi. Hello. I'm just listening, really. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you decide, give me a wave or something. I'll come back at you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And we're going to check on area code 303. Area code 303, you are live back on Journey into the Light. Hello.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you. Who's speaking?
It's Jenny. How you doing, Jen?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just calling in and listening to your new show. I don't really have a question right now, but you're doing great, and I just tuned in, and I'm so excited about your Monday show.
Thank you. I'm so very grateful. I've been fighting with all the technical stuff. That technical stuff is getting me, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
Well, there's a learning curve for everything, and you know, Mandy does our technical stuff on Thursdays, and it just took her a little while to get the hang of it. And before you know it, you'll be like a master hostess as well. I do have someone on the line that wants to, in the ethereal, that wants to give you some props. We got the Michael Long. I didn't know I was going to be channeling him until I got on the line.
Nice.
I was just calling in to listen. He goes, good job, Jen. Thanks for carrying the torch. I appreciate you picking up the light. I appreciate you picking up where I left off. This is a pleasure. It's an honor. I feel so... he just feels like, you know, what I did in the physical was so dynamic that we have this young, beautiful psychic wanting to pick it up and continue it. So he's just got a lot of pride and excitement, and he's just so pleased, Jen. I mean, it's just all this pride coming through. So just know that he's so in tune and happy.
That touches my heart.
And he wanted to. He wants to. He loves. He just adores you. He's like, oh, we'll travel again in the future if you would like to and have another experience. He goes, hell, you should come through as my daughter. I want a psychic daughter next time. He's playing around. But, you know, he wants to be close. And, you know, wouldn't mind playing ball with you again.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good, solid human and very, very heartful. So he's talking to both of us right now, and he's saying, you know, if you guys want to, get a hold of my son, Nick. He might want to come on and say a few words, give a little tribute. You know, he's just saying that his son's really coming in. After his death, his son has really been coming into, like, a spiritual
mm-hmm.
space and awareness and what have you. And go ahead and throw the line out to him and see if he wants to play ball with you guys a little bit. He's just having us give a little heart energy to his wife and his family for their healing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just glad he got a little piece, got a little spot on your show to come in and say thank you.
That's so amazing. So if everyone, you may recognize Jenny's voice. This is Jenny McDaniel. We are psychic co-hosts on Sundays, and we met on Journey into the Light with Michael Long. I think it's now maybe 7 or 8 months ago, maybe?
Yep.
And
sometime last year.
Mm-hmm. And ours, it was completely a divine connection. I don't think I'll ever forget it. I will still remember, Jenny, to this day, how I talked to you during a time in my life where, honestly, I shouldn't have even been answering my phone unless it was family at that time in my life. And when as soon as we said hello, it was like, bam, best friends forever. That's how it is.
Yep.
So,
of course, we've had past lives together, and we've traveled and played in these physical forms together. We've been gypsies together, healers together, psychics together. So, of course, moving across each other, it's going to be magical. And, of course, you're just a couple hours west of me, and that always makes it nice that I can pop
mm-hmm.
in and see you whenever I want. So, yes, I appreciate the connection, too, and it was. I just love running into sisters, soul sisters.
It's completely on divine time. And I embrace that. So I'm getting the hang of this slowly. As soon as I can figure out a little bit more buttons, I will be, we will have Jenny here. Jenny is a psychic medium for all the audience listening in. She has your show, I want to say, is on Thursdays.
Yep, the Alchemy Sisters on the same network that Jen's on right now, DP
mm-hmm.
Radio. We all play together like a bunch of X-Men putting the word out for the information. But, yes, of course, I have the Thursday show and the Sunday show, which Jen comes on sometimes. And then I have a Monday show, Soulwise 5.0. And then on Wednesdays we have a conspiracy show with my husband, Andrew Pillow, the producer of our network. So, yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I'll tell him. He's really enjoying it. And then we also have a couple new shows coming in. We have Jen Pennick, who's also a psychic. She's the crap master. Turn your crap into crop. And I think she's going to call it the shit show. It's this funny character.
Absolutely.
Her and Mandy, or her and Drew, are going to do that one. And then we've also got a new player. Her name's Elizabeth Wood. I met her in Boulder in Divine Light, just like I met Jen Green here. And she is a tantra mm-hmm. educator, a sex educator, and a sexual a relationship healer in the realms of sexuality and things like that. So we're expanding our little network, and it's just going to get bigger
wow.
and better. And, of course, you have
Bravo.
A shining target, too. Yes.
Bravo. That is so divine. And it's truly on divine time. God is and if you feel through your spirit you want to be to inspire people, to motivate people, follow it. Listen to your dream. If you don't even think you could be on the radio, there's a reason for everything. Follow it. This has progressed so much in just a short amount of time. It really is amazing. Everything is on divine time. Congratulations on everything, Jenny. That's epic. That truly is epic. That's awesome.
Well, congratulations to you, too. I've never had my own show where I was the host and the reader. That's a whole skill I haven't embarked on. So congratulations to you for holding
wow.
the fort down on both sides. And really
wow.
coming to that.
Thank you.
Solid. Yes. I appreciate you, Jen.
I didn't.
I love you.
I love you, too. I didn't even look at it on that perspective. I just thought that was the kind of norm. And it was like one day, okay, there you go. Go on. So
normal for you.
Yep. you know, it's just only one way you're going to learn is just dive in, take a jump in and swallow some water, spit it out, and keep going.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So if all the listeners out there, so you can catch Jenny McDaniel and all of her shows here on Blog Talk Radio on DPR Presents. Many, many, many things. You guys got desire. You guys got cosmic. You guys got so many things. She's a medium. She's a psychic. She's an old soul. She's a blessing. She's my best friend, Jenny McDaniel, here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow her on Facebook. Give her all the thumbs and smiley faces. We like those.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you so much for coming on. Our,
yeah.
I think our time here is pretty much... I'm gonna end it. So tell me, Jenny, before you and me will kind of maybe wrap things up while I have you. Is there anything that maybe that you feel that's kind of important for the callers maybe to listen to? Maybe a message or something on
yeah.
your heart maybe that needs to be shared?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. Just want everyone to
mm-hmm.
know that you've incarnated intentionally and you're here for a reason and you have a feeling what that reason is. And once you start digging that reason out and bolstering it, you're just putting toward good energy for the ripple effect of saving the planet. And I hate to sound so dramatic, but
yes.
we are here to flip the heart
yes.
over the ego, and you're part of the great happening. So whenever you feel like you're insignificant or you're not doing something well enough or you're not doing what you want or you're not hitting the par or what have you,
mm-hmm.
just know you're here for a huge reason, and we're all here as a
yes.
collective, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's a very exciting time to be alive. It's very turbulent, but it's very exciting, and I just appreciate everyone showing up, just showing up in the physical form to give it a try,
mm-hmm.
give it a turn, to see if you can heal yourself, heal others, move into the light, journey into the light. You know, it's what we're here for. And I just appreciate everyone for showing up, because it's not easy to incarnate into a wildly egoic, intentional planet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's all about positive energy. If we get enough people on board with the positive energy, the whole world will move. And it'll be moved to nothing but love and light and peace. So everyone listening, me and Jenny is going to kind of join forces here, put out that positive energy to the world. You could influence someone to be positive, to be kind, open up that door for someone. Be nice to your own self, first of all. Love yourself. Plant that flower. Offer someone a slice of pie because you think of them. Write someone a letter because you love them. Do good things because the more good you give out, the more good comes back. So it's Newton's law. Keep giving good things and eventually it will come back. It's a universal law.
It is. And Mother Teresa is quoted by saying, you want to change the world, go home and love your family. Mm-hmm. Love yourself, love your family. And that ripple effect is magical.
Oh, yes, that gave me chills. Absolutely. And that's powerful because there's so many families in the world right now that's not even enjoying their own family. And you should know, Jenny also gives readings. So I have people that they're ungrateful for their house. People's ungrateful for their car. People's ungrateful for they're ungrateful for the job they have. So if that's your perspective, expect more negative things to come. But look at it. I'm grateful I had a car. I'm grateful I have a job. I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm. So everything is a frequency. And if you want more good, you put good out. Like you said, it's Newton's law. What you put out, you get back.
Yes. And that's how it is. Even being on here on the air doing this, and I never really took it as that deep of a it is very exciting doing this. But everything was by a leap of faith. I had no idea what I was really honestly doing. I took a risk, and sometimes you just have to run on faith. So how I want to, I guess the closing topic, when there's times you just feel it in your heart you should and you feel it in your gut that you have to, but it doesn't make any logical sense, sometimes you have to just follow and run on faith. Sometimes God will test you where you have to run on faith, and the most beautiful things happen from that. So be kind to your neighbor. Be kind to your family. Give yourself a chance to be worthy. And keep telling yourself positive things because eventually your spirit will believe it so much that it keeps coming back because we are the hardest person on ourselves, I guess.
We are. And it is. It's so easy to get into, like, negative self-talk. It's very, very easy to say, compare ourselves. Well, I should be like so-and-so. No, you should be like you. We're all here channeling that beautiful universal energy through our beautiful egos and putting it out into the universe. Just like musicians, they sound different. They have different styles. They have different lyrics. They're channeling that beautiful universal energy through themselves for others to hear. And you get to be the determiner if you want to hear it or not. But we're here doing our art and loving the world and loving ourselves. And people like Jen and I, we come in to do this specifically. We were born to do it, born to be healers, born to be psychics, born to be leaders. Jen was born into a family where it's generational, so very intentional. And you're doing the damn thing, and I love it.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the congratulations. I haven't shared it out a whole lot. I haven't even shared this with my family a whole lot. So this is something that I'm very grateful you told me congratulations for. So that means a lot to me, Jenny. Thank you for it. And I want to thank Drew and thank BPR Presents, Blog Talk Radio. And I do, in memory of Michael, I am very grateful for. He definitely was the one who inspired me and learned me so much. And I'm ever grateful for that. And may you rest in peace, which I know you are. Blessings to all your family. Bless all of them.
Excellent. Yeah, he's so proud of you. He's like, he's just proud of you like you would be a kid. He's like, chip off the old block. There she is. Look at her doing it. And they love that. They love it. It's not an egoic thing. They just feel so happy when they hear that they left a mark and that their job in the physical realm inspired people. That's That's what we come here to do in the physical, and it's what we enjoy watching happen when we get back into the non-physical.
Yes. So everyone, I encourage everyone, you have to have a role model of some kind. You have to have a goal, something you want to push towards. And don't give up on it. Keep going at it no matter what. And remember this, no one is going to do it for you except yourself. And that's just the real truth in it. No one is going to do it for you. It's just going to have to do it yourself. And it's like everything else. That once that muscle gets stronger, it ain't nothing. You could do it all the time. Make important decisions like over a sandwich after that. Because you got it. And decisions rule our world.
It's true. It is like a muscle. And the more you work it, the stronger it gets. And then it becomes second nature. And before you know it, you're flowing through life, and of course there's obstacles and issues, but we have a completely different mindset, and we just trample right through them. And then, of course, you know, even the most enlightened people, even the most evolved people, we reach out to our peers and our coworkers and our family and our healers, our psychics, so that we can all hold each other's hand moving through this pretty intense incarnation.
Absolutely. Yes, and no one needs to do it alone because there's so many people out there. So I encourage, if you're going through something, you don't have insurance, you can't get to a psychologist, call and have a reading by Jenny McDaniel, myself, or someone, or reach out and ask, because it's private, it's confidential, and that is, that person is, they are the original life coaches. I want to say that. Because that's what my family's done for generations. They're the original life coaches of people. They have studied human behavior. They will give you the best advice to help yourself. And it's private. And it's a lot more cheaper than going to the doctor. And it has no medication in it.
For sure. It is. It's not so involved. Oftentimes, and I love psychological work. I absolutely love psychology.
Me too.
But it can add
up
very quickly.
We eat for breakfast, Jenny.
Yes, and we decipher it.
That's our Wheaties.
It's true.
Yes.
It's like the basis. It is. I find that psychology is very much the basis of psychic work and what have you. And you're right. It's more affordable to find somebody you trust and you like their insight and you feel like they're walking the walk and talking the talk. It's cheaper and more, for me, and this is my opinion, more effective than getting psychological work because we don't have a lot of rules and regulations we have to jump through. We don't have institutions and boards and legalities. We can just jump right to the nit and gritty, so to speak. And and oftentimes people like that. And of course, if that's not your style, go see a professional psychological worker. They're very, very helpful too. But play around with it.
Absolutely.
See what works for you. It's really like finding out what kind of food you like. You know, oh, I like this. I don't like this. I used to like this. Now I love it. Or I didn't like it. And now I do. So playing around with what works best for you. And at certain times in your life, you might need to switch up a healer. Last year, maybe you needed a chiropractor because your back was a little janky or whatever. Now you're going into emotional stuff, so you find a life coach or a psychologist or a psychic or what have you. Listen to your body. It'll tell you what it needs.
Yeah, just recently, I was so very blessed, Jenny, to go to – I was invited to go to a Dao ceremony, which was absolutely so very beautiful. And if you're not familiar with the Dao, it's interpreted called the Way. You know the way. And it was fascinating to watch and listen to that ancient wisdom. It was just, you know, it's changed me forever. And it wasn't about religion. It's a spiritual way to live, the proper energies for a human to live. And it was amazing because that was some of the same teachings that Jesus received here on the physical earth. That was really intense, and it was really beautiful. And I found out a Tao is something rare. It's not something that often happens. But because how much the world is in distress, there's a reason why they're having it. So I know I think this week they're going in Chicago. And Jenny, I'll be more than happy to share some of the stuff with you because it was on a very deep level of consciousness, and it connected straight to our Christ consciousness. And they explained how the tissue that's in the middle of your eyebrows, on the top of the bridge of your nose, literally on top of the bridge of your nose, is made out of optical tissue.
Really?
So for all reasons, medically, it is an eye over there. So you awaken the Christ consciousness. So it was really some amazing, very deep level stuff. It's really fascinating. But it was just amazing because that ancient part of spirituality is still going on. And now it's like we're all in a need for help, so to say.
Yes, you know, that Christ consciousness is absolutely resurfacing. Jesus is doing very similar work to what the healers of the planet now are doing. And we do have a little impression coming through of Jesus Christ himself. And he's saying the reason some of this sounds a lot like my teachings is because he's like, you know how I disappeared in the Bible for like whatever that was, 10 years or whatever, showed back up when I was 30. He's like, I was out touring around studying religion in India, China, all around,
mm-hmm.
and picking up information.
Yes.
And so, yes, that is even older than my teachings, and that's why it carries so much power, especially for someone like you, Jen, who really digs on Jesus' word, was there with Jesus also, did the learnings, the true teachings, and what have you.
Yeah.
So,
it was
so
amazing. We have about a minute and a half left, so I just want to give you a heads up before we, so we don't. It was very amazing because in the first time in my entire life going to something like this, they dropped down these five names, and then one of these names is my tribe of my heritage. And I sat there in shock, and I talked to her afterwards, and it was. So for everyone who doesn't really know, I have done an ancestry.com for my grandfather. My family's kept a very, very pure bloodline for thousands of years. We have about 50 seconds, so I'm going to talk fast. So the result has not came back yet. So there is definitely something, a story in our bloodline, which will be very curious, and I'm going to share it here on the air. So for everyone listening in, make sure you check out Jenny McDaniel. Make sure you check out Blog Talk Radio, DPR, here on DPR Presents. I'm Jennifer Green, Journey Back Into the Light. You can find me on Facebook on Jen as Jen Green or Nashville's Astrologer, and Jenny McDaniel on Facebook as well. Peace, love, and light. Wish you all the best. Jen, you have about 10 seconds to say bye, audience.
It's time to learn your real talents. Learn what to focus on, then change your perspective. Regain those divine intentions. Be empowered by what life throws at you. This is a Journey Back Into the Light, hosted by Jen Green. Come and discover who you really are.